This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. They're finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What is her bumper music theme today, Dave Allen Harrigan?
Well, we've got songs tied to two different things here. It's all working together. It's kind of a dual theme.
Symbiosis.
That's right. It's the theme is thunder, both for the weather we have outside.
Oh, I got
and
it.
And what's coming up tonight with the Woofies.
Oh.
See what we did there?
You're pretty cute.
Mm-hmm. Thunder
pretty,
Island.
Pretty cute.
Little Dave Ferguson for you.
Very good. I don't get this one, and so that's why we're bringing in attorney extraordinaire Paul Applebaum, who helps us out frequently on legal matters. I think, first of all, Paul, good to chat as always. Paul, like all of our guests on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. I think folks remember Derek Thompson. This is the awful crash which killed five women and multiple charges. It's set to begin next week. Several counts of third-degree murder. Again, he's driving a rented Escalade, 95 miles an hour, 35W. State trooper begins following him, takes a late street exit, maintains that speed, and crashes in to the car. Okay. He fled the scene. Federal jury found him guilty of pills and drugs in the Escalade. Now, guess what? In 2000, he pled guilty for a driving incident again. This conviction stemmed from a case where Thompson rented a car, sped away from a police stop. So that's a police stop, not in this case, police following him. Exited the highway, hit a woman with his car, pinned her against a retaining wall, fled the scene on foot. Police found, like they found fentanyl in the Minnesota incident, in this case, found 17.5 pounds of marijuana and $20,000 in cash in the rental car, just like he had a rental car in Minnesota. He was sentenced to 8 years in prison and released in three. Now, to me, Paul, these seem relevant to me. It would seem like there's a pattern. But this will not be allowed in the case. The Minnesota Court of Appeals confirmed this on Monday. Help me out why the previous incident will not be allowed in this case coming up next week.
Easy. They don't need it. That's why I think what happened, if you're trying to read between the lines at the district court level, the trial court level, I think the state was a little lackadaisical, if I could say so, in presenting this evidence of the California incident. And reading between the lines, I have a feeling the judge was hot about their approach to this piece of the case and felt like they didn't need it in any regard and just denied it in a one-line order, not even an opinion or a written decision or anything, just denied it. And the case, so that part.
But should the Court of Appeals offer up rulings in this manner where, you know, without saying it, they're saying what you're saying. You don't need it, so this is our ruling.
Yeah, they should. because first of all, and this is really in the weeds on evidence, you know, courtroom evidence, but the two incidents are really just kind of general misconduct. They're not specific like the modus operandi where the perpetrator carves an X in the victim's forehead and, you know, does it on another occasion, and therefore, you know, it's the same perpetrator. There's not enough specificity in the two cases to make them relevant.
Fleeing at high speed from police and a police stop, and then harming individuals, one severely injured and the other killing five, that's not analogous?
So what I was getting to is yep. that it devolves into propensity evidence, and I'm throwing a lot of legal jargon, but it sort of is like he did it that time 5 years ago, and so he did it this time. And the person on the street agrees with that logic. Yeah, he did it then, so it mm-hmm. should be relevant.
Yeah, right.
And so I get that. But a judge has a number of different interests to protect in a case, and one of them is to make sure that you're on trial for the behavior that puts you in court this time, not what happened 5 years before. And so I think it's one of those things where the judge is also like, look, you know what? I don't want this to come in. This guy is buried anyways, and so I'm gonna make a make a stand and not allow this propensity evidence in. Unfortunately, as any criminal defense lawyer will tell you, propensity evidence, which is theoretically not allowed, comes in all the time against criminal defendants. So this is kind of, you know, a victory for people who want to have some sort of principled decisions on, you know, other bad conduct evidence, if any of that makes sense.
Sure, it all does. This is tied to Minnesota legal statutes for Spriegel evidence, which you know a lot Correct. Better than I. I'm just going to read from Jeff Day's excellent story. Thompson's attorneys only challenged two of the five requirements with Spriegel, whether the evidence the attorney's office wanted to enter was relevant. This is tied again to connecting the California speed chase to what's happening here in Minnesota with his speed and killing the five women. And if its value outweighed the potential prejudice, and you've been alluding to this in your answer, right. Just reading a little bit more from Judge Bradfield. The judge wrote that while the evidence from the California crash and Minnesota crash both involve reckless driving, evading police, and serious injury, the commonality is too general to show that it was a common scheme or plan by Thompson to drive recklessly. On top of that, the crimes were committed in different states, and 5 years had passed between them. Does that just affirm everything you've said so far?
Yeah, and so in most cases, you've got conduct that is geographically identical. It happened in the same area, state of Minnesota, city, et cetera. And it's also, from a time standpoint, they're close in time as well. This is 5 years apart, five-plus years apart. One's in California, one's in Minnesota. So it really doesn't fit neatly into the category of evidence that would come in under Spriegel. And I really do believe that the judge was not happy with the presentation that the state put on, because sometimes it's just a matter of course that the Spriegel evidence is going to get in. A lot of judges don't really analyze closely whether this other bad conduct should come into a trial, and it just gets thrown in. Flopped into, you know, the current trial. And I just feel like she felt like it was just, you know, you want me to introduce this stuff, give me reasons. It was sort of, if you read the opinion, it was like the state didn't ask for her to make factual findings. They should have, if they were going to appeal it, they should have said, wait a minute, judge, we want you to explain your decision so we can, you know, use it as a basis for appeal.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you agree? Did you think it was sloppy, wasn't prepared in a typical way by the state?
Well, I wasn't there, but I mean, clearly the judge felt that way, and that's what I'm saying. It's. I think, you know, prosecutors are some of my best friends, but some of them kind of phone it in when it comes to this 404B Spriegel evidence, because they anticipate that the judge is not going to do a close analysis. And so they walk in really not prepared. And the judge asked them repeatedly to for written arguments, things like that. It didn't happen. And I think the judge was like, the heck with it. I'm not going to allow it in. Now, here's the important part. It's what's called an abuse of discretion on appeal. And that abuse of discretion standard on appeal is almost hard. It's almost impossible to get that reversed. And there's really only three instances where you can get an abuse of discretion decision reversed. It's just a possible bar to get over. And that's why it survived. They made it very clear in the Court of Appeals opinion that we may not agree with it, her decision, but it's not an abuse of discretion. It's not a bananas decision is how I like to describe it. So it stood.
Excellent. You know what? Yeah, keep going.
I was just going to say, look, the guy...
He's awful. He's despicable for his actions.
Yes, and you know what? The trial is going to be a fait accompli. He's going to be convicted. He was at the scene. He tried to be all sketchy about who was driving. It was his rental car. You know, I mean, you can kind of lose focus on what the state has as the core of its case, and they have an incredibly strong case, even without this California evidence, so...
Real briefly, we're all familiar with the St. Louis Park case where the neighbors were being just awful to their next-door neighbors because the next-door neighbors, oh, my God, they have two kids who play basketball, and then the basketball occasionally gets in the yard and all the publicity about it. Well, the folks who are behind this have added the innocent folks who have the hoop, who have been harassed, they've added recently – that the neighbor, the two neighbors, both attorneys, they say, have filed a motion seeking temporary injunction that would prevent our children from playing basketball during summer months. Their reason? They are doing construction of the property, and they claim will be unsafe for our children to play on our own driveway. These folks who are causing all sorts of heat and all sorts of problems for a family where, guess what, just let the kids play basketball. What's your read on now seeking this temporary injunction?
Chad, I have two small boys, and I have a basketball hoop. Mm. And I would like to get an injunction against them from playing basketball when I'm at home. Okay, so I side with the neighbors. No, I just think, like, you know what would be a good idea instead of getting lawyers involved? Buy yourself a 12-pack of beer and walk over. Well, they maybe don't drink beer, but whatever. And go over and talk to them about figuring this dumb situation out.
But they're not being reasonable. There's no signs of that, right, Paul?
No. These are little boys. My God, they should love sitting, looking out their window and watching these joyful boys hammer that you-know-what out of each other under the hoop. Instead of filing a lawsuit, it's like, not good self-awareness there.
No, and even when ruling after ruling goes against them, they're now trying this temporary injunction. They're spending a lot of money on this utter nonsense.
I just feel like it's just somebody should have stepped in, you know, and said, look, let's figure out a way that everybody wins out of this whole thing. And instead of, you know, you live in the city. What do you expect? There's things happening all the time that, you know, are kind of going to rub you the wrong way. And
yeah, you have neighbors. Don't be surprised when the neighbors have the temerity to go outside in their yard.
Yeah, it's just bad optics. And somebody who cares about the neighbor should have stopped them and said, look, you know, with the world in flames, let's not...
Yeah. Perspective.
Add to the controversy.
Exactly.
And these kids are adorable, too. That's the other thing.
Great stuff, Paul. We'll reach out again soon. I appreciate you coming on.
Take soon. Talk soon. Bye-bye.
Very good, as always. Paul Applebaum on our show. News Talk 830 WCC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.